422.
If you thought Danica Patrick was big, she is a lot bigger now. She has become the first woman ever to win a pole position in NASCAR, and it's the biggest race of all. This next weekend's Daytona 500. The previous highest female qualifier in a cup race, Janet Guthrie, who started ninth at Bristol and Talladega back in 1977.
The rest of the Daytona 500 field will be set in dual qualifying races Thursday. Let's talk more about it with Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and ABC News consultant. Hiya, Christine.
Hey, Hillary, Sean. How are you?
Good. Fabulous news for Danica Patrick and for women in general.
Oh, I agree. I mean, this is, you know, the Daytona 500. This is NASCAR. It's kind of that good old boy network to the max. And Danica Patrick has been knocking on the door. You know, Indy 500 racer switched over to the stock cars last year full time. And in only her second year, here she is winning the pole. It is an incredible achievement for her personally. And it really is a huge deal for women in sports at a time when Title IX has reached its 40th anniversary. This is a fitting story for that year.
Now, Danica Patrick is a household name. I mean, she is Miss GoDaddy, and she sort of made it a soap opera world on the NASCAR circuit with her relationship with another driver on the circuit. But does this accomplishment mean that we can start talking about her more as just another NASCAR driver?
I think so, Sean, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, when you're not being talked about as the woman driver, but as a driver who's the fastest in the field, 196 miles per hour, so much for the idea of women drivers, right? And I think that the old statement, you know, a lady driver, a woman driver, that people might say in their cars, you know, this is a whole new era. And I think, you know, as Danica always said, she never looked at herself first and foremost as a woman. She wanted to be the best driver out there. And she's achieving that. And I think at the age of 30, she's a very confident person. And we're seeing this whole new breed of female athlete. And she, in many ways, personifies that. But yes, we're talking about her and her accomplishment, not the commercials or the boyfriend or anything else.
But this is kind of beautiful, right? Because for racing, it's kind of the great equalizer. This is a sport that women and men can compete at equally.
That is true. I mean, the thing that I can compare this closest to is Annika Sorenstam playing in the PGA Tour, Hillary, back about 10 years ago, or going back 40 years, Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. That was a much younger woman tennis player, the best in the world, against an older, aging, great player from the past. This is absolutely equal footing. And if Danica Patrick can follow up from the incredible weekend she had with winning the pole, if she can follow up with a Daytona 500 victory, oh my goodness, she'll be the most famous woman on earth, and deservedly so, at least for a while, certainly the most famous athlete, female athlete, maybe ever. And that's how big a deal this could be.
15 seconds. Is there a whole lot more pressure on her to win, not just Daytona, but just win in general?
Well, I think there might be, but she is the kind of person that loves it. You know, she's bring it on. She's got the perfect personality for this time, this moment, as a female athlete in this sport, and that's why this is so much fun to watch.
And she happens to be gorgeous. Thank you, Christine.
But we're not talking about that.
We're not, but I look at her picture, I'm like, oh, but she is.
She's a great driver.
You too. Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist, ABC News consultant.